This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, greetings friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 33 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a mineral, can only be called a miracle, but what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing system. It's a regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may call that a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we welcome your calls on The Bright Side at 844-236-6010. We love hearing from you. If you have a comment or success story you'd like to share, if you have questions about ingredients or formulations, something you may have heard about or read about, we can help clarify. 844-236-6010 is our number. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Or call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. And don't forget to ask about joining the Bright Side Ben team. For a one-time $30 fee, you can have a business, start a business, and help change the world with the power of nutrition, the power of a good nutritional supplement program like the one designed by Dr. Wallach and Richard Renton and all the folks at Longevity. Call 866-735-2470 for more info, or click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And don't forget to take a look at our truthnourishment.com shopping site and truthtreatments.com for the best skincare products you'll ever see. No fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, silicone oil, preservatives, fragrances, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want, just vitamin C and vitamin A and transdermal delivery systems and other active ingredients, biogenic active ingredients that are found in your skin. Truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. We've got a special running on the front page. You'll get a free biomimetic mineral mist made with polyelectrolytes when you order a mist and a serum. You just pay for the serum, and we'll send you out the mist for free. Check it out at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, thanks for joining us once again on The Bright Side. We've been talking about what I call the distinction between means and mechanisms. We live our lives mimetically with shortcuts. Marketers take advantage of this, and we don't really think about what's happening. Lately, we've been hearing a lot of politicians talking about free drugs, cheap drugs, half-price drugs. Bernie Sanders went to Canada a couple days ago to talk about how much easier and cheaper it is to get drugs in Canada, as if everything's wonderful with the healthcare system in Canada because everybody gets free drugs. Insulin is the latest drug that everybody needs. There's a story in The Guardian that came out today. Insulin is our oxygen. Bernie Sanders rides another campaign bus to Canada. Insulin is like oxygen, yes. The drug companies and politicians have now positioned their drugs like oxygen. See the meta-messaging that's going on here, the idea that's going on here, that drugs are as essential as oxygen. It's the sneakiest little mind game that they're playing with us. They've made their drugs essential. They position their drugs as essential. They frame their medication, their poison, their toxins as essential as oxygen. Now, if you're sick and your body's falling apart because of poor lifestyle choices, then maybe, yes, it's true that insulin can be important. Not like oxygen, but important. But that doesn't mean that that's the only option that you have. It doesn't mean that the only option that we have for taking care of our health challenges is drug company wares and drug company tools and drug company products. Do you understand what's happening here? They're positioning their tools and their products, what they're selling, as essential as oxygen, without telling us that these are lifestyle issues that we can control on our own. This whole drug mentality is stupid, but it's especially stupid with insulin and diabetes. Diabetes is a lifestyle condition. Yes, I understand that millions and millions and hundreds of millions of people are dealing with blood sugar problems, but that's not inevitable. It's a lifestyle issue, and it's an important one. It's the second point on our triangle of disease. The triangle of disease underlies every health challenge from acne to atherosclerosis to cancer to autoimmune diseases. The triangle of disease, of course, the digestive system, the blood sugar system, and what I call the adrenal thyroid complex. You'll find these three points of bodily breakdown that occur developmentally and sequentially. It starts off with the digestive system breaking down, as we've said many times, happens at birth or even in utero. Certainly by the time a kid is 2 years old, for most of us, for most people, by the time the kid is 2 years old, it's already starting to experience digestive issues and blood sugar issues. For most of us. From there, it progresses, you end up with adrenal problems and thyroid problems, and that's the jumping off point to all health challenges. And by the way, you don't need to have your thyroid checked if you're dealing with a chronic degenerative disease. You don't need to have your blood sugar checked if you're dealing with a chronic degenerative disease, and it doesn't matter if you're diagnosed as a diabetic or not. The diagnosis of diabetes is an arbitrary number. It's a metric. You can have messed up blood sugar even if you don't have the official diagnosis of diabetes. If you're sick in terms of chronic progressive illness, if you're sick in terms of a degenerative disease, you got a blood sugar problem almost by definition. You got a thyroid problem almost by definition as well. And you don't need to be tested. And you don't need to run up to Canada. And by the way, the Canadian healthcare system is being held as some kind of model, as an icon of government intervention in human health, as it's supposed to be some kind of holy grail that we're supposed to be achieving. The Canadian healthcare system is actually an instructive example of medicalization, of the medicalization of an entire population. And you think that everybody's healthy over there? No. With all this medicalization, everybody's all healthy and well? No, they're just as sick as we are. Just like in the United States, in Canada, chronic diseases are a leading cause of death and disability. They got all the cheap drugs they can get, all the cheap drugs they can handle. They got all the free medical care they need. Of course, it's not free. It's paid for by taxpayers. It's anything but free. Yeah, the cheap drugs are not going to be cheap. Your taxpayers are going to pay for them. They're going to spread the cost among everybody, and people who are healthy are still going to pay for those cheap drugs for everybody else. People who take care of their health are still going to pay for cheap drugs for everybody else. There's no free medical care, and there's no free drugs, and there's no cheap drugs. It's taxpayer subsidized. Point is, in Canada, they got all the cheap drugs, they got all the free medicine, they got all the doctors, and there you get checkups and you get diagnostics, and you just walk into the hospital. It hasn't even put the slightest dent in the incidences of diabetes, of cancer, of heart disease, of autoimmunity, Alzheimer's dementia, any other dementia. Any chronic progressive health challenges in Canada are just as bad as they are here for all the free medicine that they get and all the cheap drugs that they get. In Canada, 67% of all deaths every year are caused by four chronic diseases: cancer, diabetes, heart disease, and respiratory disease. 60% of Canadians age 20 and older have at least one chronic disease. 44% of Canadian adults have at least one of 10 common chronic conditions: hypertension, osteoarthritis, anxiety or mood disorders, osteoporosis, diabetes, asthma, COPD, obstructive pulmonary disease, heart disease, ischemic heart disease, cancer, dementia. 44% of Canadian adults aged 20 or over have at least one of these issues. 25% of Canadians have hypertension. 14% osteoarthritis. This is not about free drugs, people. Our health challenge is not about free medicine. We got to get this belief out of our head. It's been drilled into our head that if you want to be healthy, you get a drug, you go to your doctor. It's a lie, it's deceitful, it's anti-humanity, and it's messing us up, and we've got to take control of it ourselves. That's the key. You can't blame the medical model for what they do. That's how they're trained. You can't blame the doctor for what they do. You can't blame the drug companies. We have responsibility, the ability to respond to our health challenges. We have responsibility. We can do it ourselves for the most part. When it comes to chronic degenerative diseases, we can do it ourselves. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit gcnlive.com today.
On the Bright Side, Pharmacist Ben here, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010 is our number on the Bright Side, 866-735-2470 is the number to call. If you have interest in Longevity products or the Longevity business, you can also go to our Websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. We've got blog posts, news stories, as well as videos, and lots of good information at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. Also an archive page at brightsideben.com where you can go to search for particular topics or subjects that you may have heard about or on the bright side, or you may want to review on the bright side. We give lots of good health information, and sometimes we go very fast on this program, so it's instructive to review the programs. There's all kinds of good stuff that you missed the first time around. That's kind of a rule of thumb when you're reading or you're studying. You always get stuff the second time and the third time that you read a book or you watch a movie or you listen to a class or a tape or an audio or a radio program that you didn't get the first time. That's why you always want to review things. And we do have an archive page at brightsideben.com where you can review various Brightside episodes along with the search engine. Please check out our website, truthnourishment.com, for various and sundry and interesting healthcare products, and also truthtreatments.com for our Truth Skin Health products. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, silicon oil in our Truth Treatments products. They're prescription products without a prescription. They were all developed in my prescription pharmacy, in my compounding pharmacy, for people who had problem skin. We repurposed them for beauty products. As it turns out, healing is beauty. If you can't put your beauty product, your wrinkle product, your anti-aging product, your pigmentation product, your moisturizing product on a cut or a scrape and have it accelerate the healing of a cut or scrape, it's not an anti-aging product. Because the same mechanisms that are involved in wound healing are involved in anti-aging. That's the secret to Truth Treatment products' efficacy, is the fact that they're prescription wound healing products. You can put them on your cuts or scrapes as well as on your dry skin or aged skin, and get the same benefits that you get for healing, for beautification and anti-aging. Check them all out at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, so I read this morning, insulin is our oxygen. Bernie Sanders rides another campaign bus to Canada. I like Bernie Sanders. He means well. I wouldn't vote for him, but I like the guy. He's a bit of an old fogey, and he's got kind of old ideas. The whole idea of the government paying for everything, that came from the 1960s. Bernie's a 1960s fella. Probably born in the 1940s, but, you know, grew up in the 1960s when the government was going to pay for everything. Free college, free medication. The government shouldn't be paying for everything. We got to take care of our own business. If you're sick, if you got a health challenge that's not going away, now you may need some medical intervention to get you by in the short term, but in the long term, it's our responsibility. First, to prevent long-term chronic disease from showing up, but secondly, to reverse it, because the body has a built-in reversing system. Medicine doesn't tell us this. The medical model will tell you that it's genetic. It's hereditary. My mother had diabetes, so I have diabetes. If anybody ever says that, they don't know what they're talking about. If a doctor ever tells you that, he doesn't know what he's talking about. The diseases we suffer from, the chronic degenerative long-term diseases that we suffer from, largely 80% of our health costs, the 80% of our health misery, these are based on our decisions and our choices and our lifestyles, which means when we make better decisions, we make better choices, we change our lifestyles, our health challenges can disappear. They can reverse gradually and then disappear. The idea that medicine equals health needs to be re-examined. This is an empowerment message. This isn't a negative message. This is a empowerment message. It says that we can take responsibility. We can do this ourselves, people. We can get better ourselves. If you have asthma, you can get better yourself. If you have COPD, you can get better yourself. It's in the body's nature to heal. We believe that to be healthy, we've been told to be healthy, we need drugs and doctors and diagnostics and surgeries and ablations and procedures. And the fact that medicalization and health have nothing to do with each other is hidden in plain sight. It's hidden because nobody talks about it, but it's obvious to looking. We have plenty of doctors. We got plenty of drugs. And at the same time, we're the sickest culture in the history of mankind. We need to wake up to the fact that medicine is about centralization of power. It's about bureaucracy. It's a control mechanism. Drugging people, making them go to the doctors, making them have checkups and the blood cholesterol checked and their blood pressure checked, forcing people to have doctor and medical intervention for insurance reasons, or not even ordering people, but just kind of tricking people into thinking that medicalization is necessary, is a control mechanism. It's a It doesn't pass the logic test. The idea that health and medicine equal doesn't pass the logic test. An example of the fallacy of medicalization is this condition that you hear so much about today called fibromyalgia. I've been studying fibromyalgia for many years now. Let me tell you something. Fibromyalgia, which is a condition where you have pain all over your body, is a cautionary tale and a classic tale of the failure of our health model. Fibromyalgia means your entire body is in pain, and it is the end result of a toxic system. Period. That's what it is. If anybody tells you we don't know the cause of it, and that's what they'll tell you, we don't know the cause of it. It's idiopathic. That means we have no idea what causes it. I'm telling you what causes it. Toxicity in the bloodstream, which gets deposited in the muscle and connective tissue. Period. And by toxicity, I'm talking food toxicity. I'm talking estrogen toxicity. Estrogen that's not broken down. This is why most people that get fibromyalgia are women. It's a female-ish health issue. I can only imagine the misery a fibromyalgia patient is going through. Can you imagine your entire body? Your entire body is in pain, head to toe. 75 to 90% of patients are women. That tells you right there you're dealing with an estrogen issue. And if you understand estrogen and what it is and how it works, it makes perfect sense. Estrogen is a pro-inflammatory hormone. Estrogen has to be cleared out of the body quickly. And when it's not cleared out of the body, either at the level of the liver or at the level of the intestine, you got a problem. Endometriosis and polycystic ovarian syndrome and fibroids and cysts and fibromyalgia, all of these are female health issues that are secondary to problems clearing out estrogen. Of course, there's no medical strategy for fibromyalgia. You can't get a medicine to help clear out estrogen. You can't get a medicine to help your body process estrogen. There's no medicine for that. Medicine doesn't work that way. Fibromyalgia affects 10 million Americans. That's 10 million people in chronic pain from head to toe. 10 million people. 5% of the world's population of 7 billion people. What is that? 35 million people have something along those lines, have fibromyalgia around the world. Pain all over your body, head to toe. Clearly a blood toxicity problem. There's another diagnosis called polymyalgia. Fibromyalgia means fiber, muscle, fiber for fibers, myo for muscle, algia for pain. Fibromyalgia means muscle fiber pain. There's another condition called polymyalgia. Poly means many or all over the place. Myalgia, muscle pain. It's the same thing, but they tell you it's a different condition. You can actually have a completely different diagnosis for the same thing. Polymyalgia versus fibromyalgia. If you're confused about the difference, welcome to the club. Everybody's confused. There's no difference. But they give you a diagnostic difference, and you have a different t-shirt and a different baseball cap. And you get a different code into the computer. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6000. I don't want this to be a negative message. I want this to be a positive message. It says we can take control of our health. We can take control of our family's health through logic, biochemical logic.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Baltimore is an example of what corrupt government leads to.
In his latest defense of his remarks about the city of Baltimore and Congressman Elijah Cummings, who represents part of the city, President Trump is clarifying he has nothing against the people of Charm City, but he does have a problem with the Democratic politicians who run it.
Billions of dollars have been given, and I feel so sorry for the people of Baltimore.
The president speaking to reporters outside the White House there as he prepared to climb aboard Marine One. Two people are dead, two others wounded after a shooting at a Walmart in northern Mississippi. The two who died, believed to be Walmart workers, a police officer, and the alleged shooter are injured, being treated at area hospitals. Police say the officers expected to be okay, the suspect's conditions not released. And this is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate, to make more glutathione, is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we're back on Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number, and we do have lines open for you. We'll get your calls momentarily. 844-236-6010. If you have questions about anything we're speaking about here today, if you're dealing with a chronic health condition and you want help with it, it's not complicated. Nothing we're talking about here is complicated. The body is a closed system. That means it operates perfectly with some exceptions. There's a couple of little holes in this closed system. One is the digestive system. There's another one through the lungs. There's another one through the skin. These are portals into the body. If you've got a health challenge, something is getting into the portals of the body that shouldn't be. It's really as simple as that. And for the most part, that's going to be food. Excuse me. 844-236-6010 from the American Journal of Preventive Medicine. Juul users, J-U-U-L, Juul users are inhaling chemicals not listed on the label. Juul is an e-cigarette. I think it's the best-selling e-cigarette, and people smoke e-cigarettes. E-cigarettes, for the uninitiated, are cigarettes that they're not really cigarettes. They're just some kind of smoking device. You inhale things, supposedly filtered. It's not addicting, blah, blah, blah. Look, you're not supposed to inhale anything into your lungs, especially flavored liquids and propylene glycol and other chemicals that are in these e-cigarette devices. And guess what? According to this article, when it comes to e-cigarettes, the ingredients listed are not all the ingredients that you're consuming. According to the Yale researchers, chemical reactions in flavored liquids create, quote, unexpected chemicals that can irritate users' airways. It's just nonsense. It's crazy to inhale these things. Researchers focused on a particular type of chemical called acetals, which are chemicals formed when various flavoring compounds interact with other flavoring compounds and they're burnt. You're not supposed to inhale that stuff. Yeah, maybe it's better than cigarettes, but I'm not saying much. If you are using a vapor, they call them vapors or vapes for short, you're playing with fire, people. And I know that cigarettes are bad and they're addicting and they're hard to quit. I understand all that. I'm an ex-smoker myself. But still, these are the kinds of things we do to ourselves, and then we go to the doctor with COPD or asthma or, God forbid, cancer. We can take control of our health ourselves, and it starts with not putting things in our body like vape, not to mention food. Researchers, this is from the Public Library of Science, researchers compare cost-effectiveness of different types of treatments for rheumatoid arthritis. Same idea here, people. Rheumatoid arthritis is an autoimmune disease. An autoimmune disease is always going to involve food. It's always going to involve digestion. It's always going to involve the intestine. Intestine, food, digestion. Who is responsible for that? The doctor has nothing to do with it. We go to the doctor and we expect them to treat it with Humira. And then we wonder why the Humira doesn't work or we have toxicity with the Humira. Now they have a new Humira that doesn't hurt as much. They took out some of the nasty stuff in it. Look, the drug companies are not our friends. They're a business. And I'm a businessman and I'm a capitalist and I understand how business works. I'm not Pollyannish about this, but understand that to depend on the medical model to take care of our lifestyle choices isn't going to work. A team of researchers affiliated with several institutions in Finland have created a model to compare the cost effectiveness of different types of treatments for rheumatoid arthritis. Are you going to use anti-tumor necrosis factors? Are you going to use them subcutaneously or intravenously? Are you going to take them on a weekly basis or on a daily basis? Blah, 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 blah. That's not going to help your rheumatoid arthritis. Perhaps temporarily it might, but it's not going to help get rid of the problem. That's the thing about drugs is they disguise us. They disguise themselves. They fool us. They trick us into thinking that they're good for us because they mask our symptomology. But what's happening under the masking, of symptomology, is the body is continuing to break down. And that's the problem. This is from a second study from the Public Library of Science. Patients are missing out on arthritis drugs, class of drugs that has been successfully treating patients with severe rheumatoid arthritis, should be made more available to moderate sufferers too, according to the University of Manchester. Poor moderate sufferers of rheumatoid arthritis, they're not getting their drugs. You see the mentality here, the trickery that's going on. These articles, these scientific studies, mainstream news articles, guys like Bernie Sanders and people who are telling us we should have free drugs, they make it sound like the drugs are our saviors and we don't have access to them. It's a mind game, and it's a trick, and it doesn't help us, and it's anti-human being as well. All right, 844-236-6010, and again, I want this message to be empowering. I want this to be a message that says we can do it ourselves. There isn't one single chronic health challenge that we can't begin the reversal process with from the comfort of our own living rooms. And that's the goal. If you're dealing with a chronic condition, your goal should be day to day to day to begin to get better. Day to day. Every day you should be trending in the right direction. And it starts with how you eat. It starts with how you eat, and then it moves to how you breathe, and then it moves to how you move your body, and then it goes to how you rest your body. The fourfold square of health. Nutrition, respiration, movement, and rest. So the 4 points that we need to focus on if we're going to begin the reversal process and we're going to begin to feel better, no matter what your health challenge is, stage 4 cancer, whatever it is. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Let's say good morning to Barry in New Orleans. What is up, Barry?
Yes, I want to ask you about food combining. A lot of authors were saying you shouldn't, for example, fruit should be eaten on an empty stomach and by themselves.
Probably a good idea to eat, well, fruits for sure. Probably a good idea to eat foods, unique foods on their own. Fruits on their own. Vegetables you can kind of mix around. High-protein foods, I would pretty much stick to just the protein foods. You don't want to mix things up too much. Proteins and carbs are a big problem when they're eaten together. Carbs require alkaline enzymes. Protein requires acid enzymes. That's the biggest problem, is the mixture of protein and carbs. Now, it's true natural foods have protein and carbs blended in with them, typically. But the high-concentration carbohydrates, the refined carbohydrates along with the proteins, that's the biggest problem. Refined carbohydrates, sugars, bread, starches, those kinds of things, even potatoes, America's favorite vegetable, by the way. Those require alkaline enzymes, high pH enzymes. Protein requires low pH enzymes. If you eat a sandwich that has a hamburger, for example, or a roast beef sandwich that has both, you're going to have, it's going to cause some food combining issues. I would stick to one type of food at a time. Fruit I would also eat by itself. Now, there's some fruits, low-sugar fruits, like papaya, perhaps, that have enzymes in them. So papaya and protein, certain fruits and protein can go together. Basically, you want to keep your fruits down to a minimum. Fruits have some good nutrients in them, for sure. Eat them by themselves, with some exceptions. Like I say, the papaya, maybe kiwi, that also has good enzymes in it. Mango has some good enzymes in it. And then vegetables with everything. And then try to keep your protein as singular as possible. Just protein, just eggs, just beef, just chicken, just fish. And then fats, try to keep small amounts of fats. And I'd be doing those by themselves, or you can probably mix them a little bit with some protein. Fats and carbs, by the way, are another big problem, because the carbs will raise your insulin, and that will make you absorb more fat. Hang on, because I want to talk about that when we come back from our break. So hang on, Barry. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be back after this.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats
The most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95, and there's 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back on the Bright Side, 844-236-6010, and we're talking to Barry about food combining. So here's the deal. Food combining is pretty important stuff, first of all. You can tell you're eating the wrong combinations of food if you feel crappy after you eat. That's one of the classic ways. You ever notice how you feel tired after you eat, Barry? Or a lot of times you feel tired after you eat? That shouldn't happen. You should feel energized after you eat. Try eating just cucumbers sometime and see what and watch what happens. Nobody gets tired after they eat cucumber. It's usually when we eat a meal that has a bunch of different components in it. So food combining needs to be taken seriously, in my humble opinion. Proper food combining improves energy level, or improves the amount of energy you get from your food, improves your digestion, assimilation of nutrients. So I'm a big believer in correct food combining. The easiest way to do it is to eat foods alone. Fruit should be eaten by itself with some exceptions. Vegetables you can eat with everything. And protein and vegetables are a good combination, by the way. Beans, if you can eat beans, kale and cruciferous vegetables, all of these stimulate digestive juices. Carbs and fats are tricky, especially in processed foods, because carbs raise your insulin level, and one of insulin's main jobs is to help you absorb fat and other nutrients. So you're going to get fatter if you mix carb, if you eat lots of carb-fat combinations. So I would be careful. I would stick to vegetables and fats, personally. That's how I would do it. Your fats, vegetables, as I say, you can do everything. So protein by itself, or maybe with vegetables or specific fruits. Fats and vegetables together. Starches probably, maybe with a little bit of vegetables or by themselves. And fruits. Fruits I would eat by themselves for the most part, especially super sweet fruits. Does that help you, Barry?
Yes. And I want to ask you about iFloaters because I talked to one of the people who worked with Dr. Wallet, and she said that there's actually something that will, get rid of iFloaters. So I want to know if she got...
There's no getting rid of iFloaters. I don't know who told you that. iFloaters are the sign that the tissue's starting to break down. So what you want to do is you want to prevent them. The way you prevent them is by building tissue. Remember, everything is basically the same. All these health challenges are basically the same. Things are breaking down. So for iFloaters, you want to build tissue, all the building things we do. Now, the eyes are also unique in the sense that they're subject to a lot of light damage from the sun. So when it comes to the eyes, using pigments, vitamin C, zinc, selenium, sulfur, all of these can help the body or the eyes process light. So the eyes are a little bit special. For the most part, floaters are degeneration of tissue, deterioration of tissue. And so all the building nutrients are going to be very important. Of course, keeping things out of the body that block building, that block anabolism, that are catabolic or tend towards breakdown. Sugar is the classic example. You know, just to simplify things, sugar, there's a reason why diabetes and eye problems go hand in hand. The eyes are very sensitive to damage from sugar. So if you want it to be simple, control your sugar. Use your sweeties. Use your glucogenics. Make sure you're using nutrients that help the body process sugar. And, of course, don't put the sugar in the system. And then, again, with the eyes, there's specific nutrients, particularly pigments, as well as sulfur. Also, N-acetylcysteine for the eyes, too. So you can take special nutrients for the eyes. All right, I want to get some more calls here. Anything else going on, Barry?
Yes. Did I hear you say you smoke cigarettes?
I used to when I was a kid. I mean, 50 years or 40 years ago. But, yeah, I did. When I was in high school, that was the cool thing to do back in the 70s, was to smoke cigarettes with the cool kids. Even though I was an athlete, I was smoking cigarettes. And you know what? I smoked for about 4 years, and it was the hardest thing I've ever done to quit, even after only 4 years. I tried to quit 100 times, and I couldn't do it. And then one day I just got totally sick of it, and I haven't smoked since. But I know how hard it is, because I wanted to quit really badly, and I couldn't do it, even though I wanted to. And I understand how you can be addicted to substances, and mentally you want to quit, but physiologically the body won't let you. It's the toughest thing. Because quitting cigarettes is like quitting heroin. You know, and eating behavior is like quitting, controlling eating behavior is like quitting cigarettes to a large extent. Because, you see, all of these affect our neurology. They affect our hormone system. Dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin. These are brain chemicals that are activated by our habitual behaviors. And so we don't only get addicted to food, or we really don't get addicted to food or get addicted to cigarettes. We get addicted to our own neurochemistry. And that's the problem. And by the way, tobacco has a component, or nicotine, I should say, is similar to acetylcholine, a neurochemical. So when you inhale cigarettes, you're changing intimately. Changing your brain chemistry. And so we get addicted to our brain chemicals. It's not so much the cigarettes as it is the brain chemicals that are activated, and that's what makes these addictive behaviors so tricky. Opioids are the same way. We're not addicted to the opioids, we're addicted to the brain chemistry that is modified by the opiates. And that's why it's so hard to quit these things, because we're addicted to our own neurology. But it can be done, and it has to be done. And especially when, obviously, cigarettes, but especially when it comes to food, because we don't think of foods the same way we think of drugs. But from a biological and neurological and biochemical perspective, food is medicine. Food is drugs. Food is biochemistry. All right, Barry, and by the way, processed food manufacturers understand this good and well, and they like it that we're addicted to our own neurology, and they come up with new chemicals that will activate our neurochemistry every day. There are PhD biochemists working for the drug companies and the food companies that are studying what kind of molecules they need to put in the food to activate our dopamine or our serotonin or our various neurochemicals in the body. It's really a battle out there. But again, I don't want this to be negative. We can do this ourselves. We've got to understand what's happening first. But once we understand what's happening first, we can take control ourselves. Not that it's necessarily easy, but it is possible. Barry, I got to go, buddy. Thank you so much for your call. I always appreciate your calls, Barry. Let's see what David in Pennsylvania has to say. Good morning. Welcome to the Bright Side.
Good morning, Ben. I wanted to see what longevity products would work well for anemia.
Okay, so anemia is a blood cell condition. Anemia is when you're not making enough blood cells to provide oxygen. The main job of blood cells, red blood cells, is to deliver oxygen or carry oxygen to the various cells. When you have anemia, you're not making these carrying systems, so you feel tired all the time. So the question is why aren't you making red blood cells? What's going on? So again, we want to simplify things. If you're not making red blood cells, it's not an iron problem. That's what will happen when you go to the doctor. They'll give you iron for that. Not making enough blood cells is rarely an issue of not getting enough iron, although it can be. For the most part, there's hundreds of different anemias, and they're basically caused by either a loss of blood like leakage of blood, problems with blood cell production, or problems with excessive destruction of blood cells. None of these involve iron. So that, this is one of the main problems with going to the doctor when you have anemia. For the most part, they'll get you iron. So what's going on? Why are your blood cells not being produced properly, or why are they not, or why is the body destroying them? Well, it destroys them when they're not being shaped correctly, when they're not being, somehow they're dysfunctional. Sickle cell anemia is a classic example. And they're not being produced when you're not healthy. So it really comes down to the same thing that causes everything else. You got to stop the bad stuff from coming in, and you got to put the good stuff. You got to put the good stuff in, and keep the bad stuff from getting into the system. Nobody just has anemia. There's always going to be other symptoms, and it starts off with the gut. It starts off with the digestive system. Should be no surprise there. So work on foods. Do a food diary, and make sure you're eliminating problem foods. Food diary, elimination diet. That should always be the first step for dealing with any health challenge. If you're serious about reversing a health challenge, the first step is always a food diary, and then the elimination diet. That is where you eliminate problem foods. Also blood sugar problems, because blood sugar is inflammatory and that can affect bone marrow. This is where red blood cells are made, in the bone marrow. So making sure that you're keeping your blood sugar stable and low, ideally. And then third of all, if you're dealing with any cortisol issues or stress issues, those need to be adjusted. But those are usually secondary, at least from a physical perspective, to digestive problems and blood sugar problems. Then make sure you're on a good nutritional supplement program, especially the B vitamins. The B vitamins are your blood cell vitamins. You can think of B for blood cell. B vitamin deficiency is very common because we urinate out our B vitamins, and if you're not replacing them, it's easy to become deficient. B vitamins are also found in fresh vegetables and such foods that people don't like to eat. Get on a good B vitamin loaded nutritional supplement like the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. I'd also be doing vegetable juices. Of course, minerals and iron are also going to be important. So making sure that you're getting enough of your plant-derived minerals. I personally would be taking a little bit of extra iron, but it's not an iron problem, even though that's how doctors look at it. It's an inflammatory condition, and it's secondary to the same things that cause everything else, digestive issues, blood sugar issues, and then also probably cortisol issues as well, and hypothyroidism too. David, we're out of time. Thanks for your call. Appreciate it. Thank you to all my Brightside listeners. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Looking for that